Renowned Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli has sold over 90 million albums, and he has over 9 billion global streams of his music. So a new album is always a cause for celebration for his fans. His latest one is a very special project. It's the first album Andrea Bocelli has recorded with his 25-year-old son Matteo and his 10-year-old daughter Virginia. Just listen to the three of them on the classic Christmas carol, Do You Hear What I Hear?
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king.
Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king.
Do You Hear What I Hear from A Family Christmas, the new album from Andrea, Matteo, and Virginia Bocelli. And all three of them join us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Wonderful to have you. Well, I want to start right off with another song from your Christmas album. It's called The Greatest Gift. Beautiful three-part harmony. When did the three of you discover how well your voices work together? Andrea?
Probably it's the people that the audience, it will decide. I like them, but I hope also the audience can have my same opinion.
Matteo, to be expected from the House of Bocelli?
we probably discovered that we were matching quite well once we did the project, because of course we make music together quite often at home, but this is the first time also for us that we hear back our voices on our record.
But anyway, every project, it's an adventure. We don't know, nobody can know how we arrive. So we'll see.
Well, you have had quite a ride, Andrea. Your last album, C, hit number one in the U.S. and the U.K. simultaneously. You had great collaborations with Ed Sheeran, Josh Groban, Dua Lipa. But a favorite of many on that album was the song Fall on Me. It's the duet you sang with your son, Matteo. Here's some of it. Matteo, I want to ask what that was like singing with this amazing performer who also happens to be your dad.
For me, he's always been my father, you know. Never thought of singing and performing with a star that is known all over the world. I remember it was 2017 when my father was working on his new album, and so he was receiving lots of songs. And between these songs, there was Fall on Me, that was sounding very pop. And it was, you know, a bit far from the kind of music that my father used to record on his album, no? But it was a beautiful piece of music. So I thought maybe if I make a demo for him, I can convince him somehow. And when the producer, Bob Ezrin, heard it, he said, who's this guy? And when the label answered, this is his son, he said, wow, I mean, it would be fantastic to have a duet of them together. So that's how the idea of Follow Me came out. And today I'm very, very happy because that was my, you know, my first step in public, because that's been my first release, and it brought me all over the world. And I'll be always thankful to him for this.
Andrea, what a great story. What did you think when you first heard Matteo's demo?
Well, Matteo, he has been a surprise for me because when he was a child, he never sang for me. He was shy, you know. And a day he came to me and said, Daddy, I must tell you something. I said, what? I would like to be a singer like you. But okay, let me hear something. And I remained very surprised because he has a huge voice, a big voice, incredible volume. And he's also very, of course, in tune and musical.
Virginia and Matteo, how is it that you sing with your father? Do you defer to him? Do you defer to your dad on decisions like song selection?
Well, actually, the selection of the song is a, I don't know if you say it in English, is a merit of the producer Stefan Mocho and Ross Callum that did a great job, I think, choosing the songs.
I was very excited, especially to sing Away in a Manger, because it's very pretty, it's very sweet.
And because of this song, your voice is like an angel voice.
Oh, that's what Dad says.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
You're only 10 years old, Virginia, but you sound much older than your years. What's it like singing with your very famous father and your very talented older brother?
Well, let's just say we try to, all of us, whenever we go on stage, we just try to do like at home, whenever we sing at home. But also it's almost like you can trust another person. You know, if you do something wrong, you know that someone else is there. So I was very excited and I love going on stage with them.
Well, I want to play a song that you sang with your father. It's a duet that first won you many, many fans. It's your performance of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Here it is.
So different.
In what way?
I was so little. I had a very, you know, tiny voice.
It was 2 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
You are growing up.
You know, I remember that moment. You know, originally Dad was supposed to sing Hallelujah all by himself, but he didn't want to. Just for many reasons, one of which was because he didn't want to.
I didn't want to learn lots of English words.
No? Yeah. So, you know, I kind of overheard this conversation when my dad was like, you know, kind of saying, I don't want to learn this song because, you know, it's too much English. And then I was like, well, you know, I can do a little bit of the song so you don't have to do the whole song. From there on, we just started doing it.
I love what Virginia said about trusting another person, about trusting you, Andrea, when she sings with you. How is singing with your children different from the other collaborations you've done over your long career?
Every collaboration is different, but for me, this project has been very nice because finally I could travel with my family. Instead of to be alone around the world, now I can be with them. I like so much more.
Mm. Andrea, you have such an interesting story. You lost your eyesight at the age of 12. The diagnosis was congenital glaucoma. And you went to law school, and as I understand it, your concerts at piano bars actually paid the tuition?
I studied at the university, law. The evening, I went to play the piano bar just to get some money, but above all, to meet some beautiful girl.
Dad!
You were not still in my mind.
I can read your mind, though.
Watch out, Dad. She's on to you.
He knows.
Is there a particular song on this album that the three of you just love to sing together?
there are two interesting songs that we performed together. One is The Greatest Gift, and the other one, it's called Il Giorno Più Speciale. Yeah, beautiful.
We'll go out on that one. Andrea, Matteo, and Virginia Bocelli. Their album is A Family Christmas. Grazie. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sentir nel ser.